Hey my friend, this is Ola coming to you live from my Empire Pro Studios. On this episode, on this edition, we're talking about how to buy views on YouTube, Instagram, and Snapchat. Not. All right, what's going on? What's going on? Today I want to talk about buying views, okay? If you're a marketer, if you're into marketing in the digital age, somebody probably already approached you, or you've already encountered places where you need to buy views. Artists are doing this, celebrities, people do that. You know, let's just be frank. People go on YouTube, on Instagram, Snapchat, they buy views, and for reasons a little bit understandable, but it's a battle between short-term and long-term goals. It's a battle between quality and quantity. And I want to give you my take on it today. And I want to give you my professional view, advice on if you should buy views or not, okay? And well, before I get into that, let me just first of all tell you that you have two resources, two pieces of resources that we're going to worry about here, which is time and money, okay? Again, this is a battle between quantity and quality. And, you know, over time, when time is involved, quality always win, okay? In the short term, yes, quantity can look very flashy to people and people can be attracted to views. Like if you're watching this video right now, if you saw two views and you see another video, same exact scenario, same exact content, and you saw 3,000 views, chances are you'll be more attracted to watching the 3,000 views. Excuse me. Chances are you'll be more attracted to watching the 3,000 views, okay? And why? Because we're human beings and we're attracted to numbers. You know, we're attracted to success, and 3,000 views just looks a little bit more successful than 3 views, okay? So that's completely understandable, but that's in the short term, okay? In the long term, people that focus on quality always win, okay? Now, there's a way you can play the quantity game, over time when it comes to getting views for your YouTube videos or your Instagram videos, Snapchat, which I am not too big on, but apparently a lot of people want to get views on those platform, on that platform as well too. So it comes down to those two things as far as resources that you can use as input to get what you want in terms of views, and hopefully you're paying attention to the fact that these views need to become customers eventually in your business, okay? Hopefully that's why you're doing this and you're not just doing this in vain, right? So if you're an artist, if you're a musical artist, right, essentially you want followers, you want people that are fans, diehard fans that will eventually end up streaming your music online. I didn't say buy CDs, I said stream your music online, okay? Because when they stream, you get paid. When they watch your videos on channels, on YouTube, you get paid still from ad revenues, right? So it comes down to time and money when it comes to the resources you have. Do you have time to get more views, or you have more money to get more views? Well, I'm going to tell you right now, a hybrid between the both of them is really the perfect thing, okay? It's like the perfect mix. You need a hybrid, okay? You can't be too hung up on, hey, I just need quality time. You can't do that in business, okay? Because at the end of the day in business, you don't get what you want, you get what you negotiate. Does that make sense? You don't get what you want, you get what you negotiate. There's a lot of good people out here in real life that are suffering, okay? So let's not get delusional and say, hey, if I just focus on quality and doing the right thing, slow down, okay? Slow down on the holier-than-thou attitude if that's you, okay? I want to help you to add some strategies to the whole thing, okay? So yes, you created a YouTube channel, create your Instagram page, you're putting videos up online, and you want views. You want more people watching them because obviously that's social proof. If more people are watching it, it's social proof, okay? It just proves that people are following you. It proves that your content is quality and other people are enjoying it, okay? So granted, yes, you want to see views, okay? But I want to encourage you to not buy views, okay? Don't buy views, because what's going to happen is going to skew your numbers, okay? And it's only good for the short term. Yes, people will see your videos and more people watch, but you know, the real people that you really want to become your customers, they can smell it. They know when it's fake and they fall off. And worse, the robots, especially on YouTube, will find out that, hey, that was just a buzz. It's dying off. People are not necessarily engaging with the videos. And if you get people watching just 10 seconds of your video, right? So let's say, for example, this video right now is going to be about a little bit over 10 minutes, right? But you got people watching just the 10 seconds of your video. That's going to show watch time percentage that's less, okay? That's showing YouTube and the robots that, hey, this is not a quality video, okay? People are just watching 10 seconds of your 10 minutes video. That's not good. That's going to affect the algorithms and how the algorithm responds to your channel and the videos you upload on your channel. And eventually you start ranking, okay? You won't be ranking at all. So what I want to encourage you to do is you want a perfect mix of both time and money. And the money is not to be spent on buying views. Does that make sense? Don't spend money on buying views unless you're actually advertising strategically on YouTube, okay? On the YouTube ad platform itself. That means you understand the game of targeting, okay? Because at the end of the day, when you're advertising on AdWords, Google AdWords is where you advertise if you want to advertise on YouTube, right? So when you advertise, you're targeting specific type of people that will find your content useful. Okay, so in other words, they would not be just watching 10 seconds of your video. But if you go to any of these scrupulous bots places where you buy views, Hitlips and things like that, if you go buy views from this platform, people are gonna just watch the 10 seconds. I mean, even if these were real human beings, right? Usually they're not real human beings. They're robots that open pages and they close them down after 10 minutes just to help you count views. But that's gonna mess with your channel authority as far as the algorithms are concerned, and that's not what you want, especially when we're thinking long term. When I'm thinking long term, I'm talking 2, 3 years down the line. I'm not talking 20 years, 30 years. I know you're an entrepreneur and you don't care about 20, 30 years from now. But in the next 2, 3 years, how would you like to build a 6, 7 figure business off of your YouTube channel? All right, right? If you wanna do that, you don't wanna be messing around your YouTube channel with buying bot views. You don't want to be doing that, okay? You same thing on Instagram. You're gonna have a whole bunch of followers or people views, but no engagements, okay? And the percentage of engagements to the views is a very important thing when it comes to creating authority online, especially for YouTube, okay? So Instagram, Snapchat, those things are short term anyway. So particularly about YouTube on this video, I want you to pay attention to quality, right? First of all, quality content, okay? Second of all, yes, you can decide if you have the room in your budget, in your ad budget, you can decide to set up Google AdWords ads, right? And you just want to make sure you're targeting people that will absolutely find your video useful. You make sure you're solving a problem, you're answering a question specific to a target market group, okay? And you advertise to those people because they will eat up your video and they will eat up more than 50, 60, 70% of your video, and that's what the algorithms are looking for. So the watch time on every video is very, very important. If you buy views, you're gonna end up with a bunch of 10 second views, and eventually YouTube will find you out. And worse, you can actually get your whole channel banned, okay? So if you have a channel or YouTube channel that you care about and you want it to work, so you want it to work consistently for the next 2 to 3 years to put additional multiple six figures in your business, right? You want to make sure that you're doing things authentically, okay? So I already talk about time and money. I talk about quantity and quality. It's a battle between those two groups of two things, right? And I already spoke about bots, and I already spoke about ads. The other part I want to tell you about is the search engine optimization. You want to optimize your videos for the search engines. People that are searching for these solutions already, chances are they are going to be more interested in watching your videos and watching the full video, okay? So for example, if you searched on YouTube or Google how to buy views, right? You landed on this video and I probably just helped you save your channel so you don't buy from the wrong places, right? That right there is what I'm talking about. You landed on this video is a video that's going to be useful for you that will serve you for a long time. Those are the kind of videos you want to be putting up. And not only put them up, because again, good people suffer in life, okay? You want to be strategic. In other words, you want to optimize that video for, yes, the robots. Yes, the robots need to know what your video is about. They need to be able to hear what you're talking about in the video, and also they need to be able to read it in the description and the title tags and the keyword tags. Yes, the robots need to be able to see that. But more importantly, okay, that people need to see the relevance, the congruency between what you said in your title that your video is going to be about and what you say, okay? So for example, the title of this video is How to Buy Views on YouTube, Instagram, and Snapchat, column not, because I'm saying don't buy views. That's, don't buy views from anywhere other than Google's advertising platform by itself. Now, if you did a channel, okay, let me be clear. If you did another channel entirely that's not your main channel and you created a video that the goal is to rank up views and then get some quick buck, whatever you want to do with that, sure. Okay, but if you care about a channel that's going to pay you for a long time, that's going to have authority, it's going to be verified by YouTube and things like that, you definitely don't want to be doing anything scrupulous like buying views from robots. You don't want to be doing that. You want authentic people that are either searching and finding your videos or that are finding your videos from suggested videos by YouTube. You know, when you watch a video, YouTube suggests other videos for you on the right-hand side, right? Or you actually buy an authentic, high quality targeted traffic to your YouTube videos by paying for an ad on Google AdWords, right? You can do that as well. That's okay. But I'm just telling you, make sure you focus on people that are targeted, people that already want what you have to say in your video. They want the information. Focus on that, and what you're gonna end up with, you're gonna end up with a channel that's robust, that's bringing in leads, bringing in new customers, and bringing in revenue into your business on a regular basis. The main part here is search engine optimization, okay? Because those people are high quality prospects, people that are gonna be watching your videos. Yes, they will see two, three, four, they will see it as it's counting up. In the beginning, it will be slow, but it will gradually see the more those numbers increase and the watch time, more importantly, on the videos, the more it increases, the more YouTube is gonna give your video more visibility. Does that make sense? YouTube is going to give your video more visibility, and then obviously, by default, as a byproduct, the views will increase gradually by itself. If you watch my channel closely, my subscribers are organic people that, hey, I love what this guy is talking about. I want to keep listening to him. They subscribe. With that being said, make sure you subscribe to my channel today, okay? And people that are, watching the video on a daily basis come back and they continue to watch because I'm bringing the value, and that's what you want to be doing with your channel on a typical basis, okay? And listen, it's not just you. I've been tempted quite a few times. Should I buy views? Should I, I'm human too, right? Like everybody, I'm not holy and perfect, right? And I've thought about it before, right? But I always come back to like, no, we're gonna do this authentically because number one, I want the YouTube channel to be safe because there's too much value, over 300 videos now, something like that, right? 300 to 400 videos on this channel. And quality, and I'm building a valuable business off of this, right? So I want it to be there, not just for today, not just for a quick buck today, for a long time. I want people to find these videos useful, okay? So yeah, can you buy views? You can buy views. Do I advise it? No, I don't advise it. And yes, I've watched my videos. I compare my channel to other people that have been doing it, and I look at the age. I'm like, wait, my channel is only 1 year old. These guys are 4, 5, 6 years old, right? And if you understand the graph, exponential curve of a graph, it's supposed to look slow in the beginning, but when it takes off, it takes off. And when you know what? Most people quit, or they start buying views, most people before they get to the point where it takes off, because it's supposed to seem slow in the beginning. That's why the number one factor in all of this is consistency. If you want to play the quantity game, don't play it on the number of views. Play it on the number of videos you're releasing, how often you're releasing videos, and how consistent you are. That's how you want to play that game, okay? If you play that game that way, you will win. You're a three presenter. You will be in the top 3% if you play that game, if you're consistent. The first step you want to do is you want to make sure if you're brand new on YouTube, right, or any other platform for that matter, release your first 100 or 100 pieces of content before you complain, before you look at the numbers, okay? Release your first pieces of 100 optimized content, okay? And then after that, no, any of this platform will give you data. You know what's performing, you know what's doing well, and you can focus on a lot more of those things that did well, okay? And that's how you win in the game. It's all organic and you grow organically, but it's more sustainable. More importantly, it's sustainable. You're not gonna get your channel banned, very low chances of getting your channel banned, and then you have authentic quality prospects and customers coming into your business, long-term lifetime customers. Does that make sense? Because they trust you. They've seen you show up over and over again, show up over time. You know what you're doing when you show up over and over consistently? You're telling people that you can be trusted. And the one thing, the one major factor online today in anything is trust. Okay, it's trust equity because, you know, the reviews are highly popular right now and things like that. People will look at it to determine if they should do a business with your business, with you, your brand, or not. Does that make sense? So the verdict today, don't buy views. Build it. Build your channel. Do it the authentic way, okay? Create content, optimize the content, and it's okay to buy an ad. But when you buy an ad, you target a type of a targeted group of market, okay? So in other words, you're looking for people that are already searching for that solution. So it's okay. But buying views just for the sake of views because it's social proof, because it's gonna look better, it's a short-term game and you will always lose when you do that. It's just inevitable. Okay, that's all I have for you today. Don't forget, subscribe to this channel if you like this kind of videos. You want to stay on top of your game, subscribe to these channels. If you like this video, you have a team member you like to share with, a loved one, family members, you feel like they'll find these. Maybe they have a YouTube channel you just started and they're looking for ways to build a YouTube channel. You can also use, by the way, extra tip, you can also use group of you other YouTubers to build your channel as well too. It's a valuable way of building your channel. It's okay because these are real human beings going there, okay? But you just don't want that to be the main thing, because eventually it turn out to be people just watching 10 seconds just to get your views, and that's not what you're looking for. You're looking for long term, okay? All right, the other thing is, if you want to learn how I optimize my videos to get them raking up free views, free leads, free traffic on steroids, how I build my business, okay, how I've used my business over and over to stay full-time, to stay a full-time entrepreneur for the past over 10 years now. If you want to learn that, you want to go to the link that you see in the bottom of the screen right here, olatalks.com/mastermind, olatalks.com/mastermind. That's where you want to go. If you're on YouTube, you can see the link in the description box. Just simply click on it. If you're on Facebook, yeah, check out the description box, or you can type it directly into your browser. All right. And if you're on iTunes, it's olatalks.com/mastermind. All right. And I will see you in the free. Just all you want to do is you want to reserve a free class and attend that free class. I'm also going to send you three free videos, premium course. Okay. That I'm going to send you on how to optimize your videos in order to attract free leads, free traffic, free views to your videos. On steroids, and you don't have to buy views again, because number one, that's gonna kill your channel. Number two, it's better. Okay, it is one of those signs that less is more, and you get quality situation. Okay, that's all I have for you today on this particular edition. Hopefully, you've been enlightened and educated. I'll see you on the next episode. Peace.